This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
8:15, hot, humid throughout the weekend. Man, that grass has been growing. You can hear it grow. It grows so fast. But hey, look, I'm lucky to have a yard and cut it. I'm not complaining. We're going to talk about hurricane season here and Donald Trump, what he wants to do, the president wants to do with FEMA after hurricane season. We're going to be joined, I believe, by Colin Arnold, Director of Homeland Security and Emergency Preparedness for the city of New Orleans. How you doing, Colin?
I'm good, Tommy. How are you this morning?
I'm all right. Let's talk about, before we talk about what Kristi Noem and the president saying about phasing out FEMA after the 2025 hurricane season, maybe it's best to start with like a little flow chart or something of what happens with FEMA and local governments and everything else when a disaster occurs. Tell me your role as a director of emergency preparedness. Where does FEMA take? Where does your responsibility end and FEMA's take over?
Well, I mean, all disasters are managed locally. You know, I mean that's how it begins. The problem is that as an incident, and we use a major hurricane in this case, as an incident starts to expand, the capabilities of what I can bring to bear at a local government level, they start to run out. And so then we reach out to the state, and, you know, the state offers the assistance that they have. But when you have a major storm, you know, you're talking Cat 4, Cat 5, direct hit, where you've got multiple communities impacted, you know, the state is going to start running out of resources as well. And that's really where the federal government kicks in. I've been thinking a lot about this and a lot of the talk that's been going on in D.C. and a lot of the discussion about FEMA. And my concerns are twofold. One, I'm seeing a delay in the disaster declarations that are occurring right now. Particularly Arkansas recently concerns me. We rely heavily on the federal government for
wait, hang a second. Let me slow you down for a second here. Colin, tell me, for people that don't know, what's going on with Arkansas?
Arkansas had a series of tornadoes. They applied. They had substantial damage. They applied for a disaster declaration, and that was delayed for weeks. And when it was granted, it was granted at a much lower reimbursement level than typically what we have anticipated or expected in the past.
And just to be clear, and I'm not trying to bring you into this morass at not, but when it comes to the politics of this, Sarah Huckabee Sanders, who is a strong ally of President Trump, is the governor of Arkansas, correct?
That's correct.
Okay. Basically they're telling Arkansas it's going to be a while, and then when they did help them, it wasn't as much as they were looking for. Is that accurate?
That's correct. Okay. And my concern is, with a hurricane, we rely heavily on what's called a pre-landfall disaster declaration from the feds. And that basically says, look, we know we are going to incur a serious amount of expense and an amount of resource need to prepare for the hurricane to come ashore. And in our case, in New Orleans in particular, you know, we're not necessarily a safe place to shelter in place. We do evacuations and different things. I mean, that's the goal. That's incredibly expensive. And I don't think that there is a city or a state that can bear that expense alone. And so if we're not given that pre-disaster landfall declaration that covers all of the overtime of all of the law enforcement, that covers whatever we're going to spend on transportation, sheltering, medical care for people that need it, to get them out, safe or out of the area or refuge somewhere where they're going to be safe just for the arrival of the storm, that's a huge problem. A big problem.
And it's not just Arkansas. Josh Hawley complaining about Missouri not getting the aid that they needed as well from, and again, a staunch advocate of the president. So if you think that Governor Jeff Landry being a friend of or an ally of the president is going to make a difference, apparently.
And that's a concern.
Yeah.
You know, I there's no other way to say it. And the administration, and look, I think FEMA, at the end of the day, does need to be looked at, because anything we send to Washington, D.C., particularly on the grant side, which is a whole other side of FEMA that is not really, has nothing to do with the disaster side of FEMA, but there's a lot of grants that we receive as a city, particularly on the public safety side. We send things up there for reimbursement or, you know, to be approved as a project, and it just gets lost mm-hmm. up there. And I'm talking not months, I'm talking years sometimes. And so there was discussion in the beginning that they were going to decentralize FEMA and give the regional administrators in the nine different regions around the country a little bit more ability to control some of this funding and these grant programs and things. And I'm all for that. We have a great relationship with our Region 6 people in Texas that have the kind of the four-state region around us. Mm-hmm. And I would be all for that. But just getting rid of FEMA, I think you have to have something in place before you decide you're going to do that. And then the biggest concern that I have of all of this, the money is one thing. And I understand that, you know, they're trying to save money. But it's really about people. In my experience in this business, the hardest thing to deal with is staffing, particularly during a disaster and post-disaster. FEMA's most valuable thing to us is they come in after a disaster and they do the recovery work they canvass the neighborhoods, they go and talk to homeowners, they do a lot of the paperwork and the recovery process with insurance and things like that. I'm just telling you, in the city, I have nothing to replicate that. I don't have the people, I don't have the expertise, and I don't know that the state does either, you know, and so just to say we're going to give the money to the state and let the state dole it out, that theoretically can work, but you need to have this, you know, what FEMA has had over in the past, which I realize in some cases there's been some criticism of how that they work, but they have the boots on the ground that can come into a community and set up the disaster resource centers and get people at least somewhere back towards it's never going to be whole, but it's at least going to be back to somewhat of a normal.
Well, let me take a break and pick it up here when we come back, Colin, because I'm looking at a CNN article here saying President Trump quoted as saying, we want to wean off of FEMA and we want to bring it down to the state level. A governor should be able to handle it. And frankly, if they can't handle it, the aftermath, then maybe they shouldn't be the governor. And then he said the federal government's going to start distributing less federal aid for disaster recovery, and the funding is going to come directly from the president's office. So the question I have is, and you can answer when we come back, is do the states get the same amount of money and it's up to the governor to distribute it? Or, and then that brings the interagency cooperation that you're talking about, or does it mean less money? Because if it means less money, Louisiana is a poor state, and we don't have the money. Like it or not, we get a lot more money from the federal government than we send up there. So I don't know how this would play out, but we'll continue to talk about it when we return with Colin Arnold, Director of Homeland Security and Emergency Preparedness for New Orleans. You heard him say it. FEMA does need a lot of work, but I don't know if doing away with it is the answer as much as fixing it. It seems like it's almost a DOGE-type thing where, you know what, just cut out the entire organ and throw it away. Well, but you need a heart. Let's just deal with the damaged part of the heart, maybe. We'll be back. WWL traffic now. 827, Tommy Tucker, WWL, back with Colin Arnold. Director of Homeland Security Emergency Preparedness for New Orleans City, president, saying he's thinking about doing away with FEMA after hurricane season and that the local government should be able to handle it. A lot of people are texting in, well, not a lot, but a few, Colin, you know, toting the party line, saying this is good, blah, blah, blah. But I think, again, human nature being what it is, that's on Friday, June 13th, when everything is fine. And I would suggest if they were sitting in the rubble of their home after a hurricane comes through on September 3rd crying for help, I don't think they'd feel the same way. But it's your job to look ahead to those moments now, right?
No, that's correct. And what I would say is that, you know, having the system the way it is with a strong federal backup in this has gives a community access to the technical support, the recovery support that we don't normally need on a day-to-day basis. So when you're talking about having an extra, you know, 100 people available to assist our community with recovery, who pays them the rest of the year when they're not needed? At least with FEMA, what we have is a national resource that can be in California for wildfires, can be in Missouri for tornadoes, can be in Louisiana or Florida or Texas for hurricanes. It's a year-round disaster cycle that occurs in this country, and I'm just talking about weather. Then you have, you know, terrorist attacks and different things that occur. So that's, I think, the concept of why you have that strong federal support capability is because, you know, we can't constantly or continually year-round pay to have people that sit around and wait for the next disaster.
A minute left, Colin, real quick about this hurricane season and FEMA for this year.
Yeah, no changes. We're prepared. We have been having all of our meetings with our state and federal partners. And what I want to say is that those partnerships have not changed. Nothing has changed. You know, we are looking to the future and with a little bit of, you know, we're concerned about what's coming next. But for this hurricane season, I encourage everyone to sign up for text alerts by texting NOLA READY to 77295. Get prepared, stay in communication with us and have a plan and be ready to go if we need to. But these are things that I think need to be addressed and looked at, and we will follow this very closely. And I will say that the state has a voice in the committee that is determining the fate of FEMA, including Governor Landry and Mark Cooper, who used to be the director of GOSEP and is a very savvy emergency manager and a mentor. And so I'm hoping that, you know, our voice will be heard from the state and local level about what the next steps are.
Thank you, Colin. Appreciate it. A lot of power in the U.S. House of Representatives, too, if you look at Mike Johnson and Steve Scalise. For comparison purposes, apples and oranges, FEMA spending accounted for less than a half of 1% of federal spending last year. So if you're talking about debt and deficit, look to see where the real money is being spent. Just saying. 8:30, we'll talk about LSU.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
Welcome back. Time now, WWL First News. All right, well, here we go. I didn't know Barry Kern was going to be with us. We had a little problem, but Barry Kern joins us now, President and CEO of Mardi Gras World. How you doing, Barry?
I'm doing great. Good morning from Omaha.
Tell me what you did with Mike, the Mardi Gras Mike. What did you bring to Omaha?
Mardi Gras Mike is quite the sensation. He made his 16-hour trip from Baton Rouge, from Alex Box Stadium, and he made a bunch of different stops on the way up. We have some great photos of him as he crossed the country.
Mm-hmm.
And now he's here to help LSU fans root us on to victory.
Where is he going to be stationed?
So he's going to be all over town, but right now he's outside the Omaha Hilton, which is right next to the convention center.
Mm-hmm.
But you will see him for any Tiger fans in town. And I got to tell you, there's a lot of people that aren't Tiger fans that have been getting photographs with him since we got him here yesterday afternoon and last night. But, yeah, he's right on the side of the Hilton, Omaha Hilton.
Give me an idea how big he is.
So he's a little bit over 30 feet long. We designed him on a special chassis,
mm-hmm,
that he's right at below 14 feet tall, so he can go down the highway at basically 70 miles an hour without any problems.
So along the way to Omaha, did you have a lot of LSU fans, Tiger fans, blowing a horn and thumbs up and all that stuff?
So I didn't ride up with him, but Clarence, my driver Clarence, told me that he was getting a lot of attention, and there's a lot of photographs that people posted to social media of him in different places all over the country.
If LSU wins, the whole thing, any plans to maybe decorate him and bring him back?
If LSU wins, he's going to be leading the parade. I feel very confident of that. We had him out the other day for the players, and I would, he's built that he can have riders on top of it, so I would expect that the team will be inside of him if they make it.
That's that Kern way of thinking. I like. Thank you, Barry. Barry Kern, President and CEO of Mardi Gras World. We'll talk players and baseball with Todd Walker about the LSU-Arkansas game. When we come back, Tommy Tucker, WWL. Here we go, 8:48, 12 till 9. WWL, your home for LSU baseball, College World Series, Tigers' first opponent, Arkansas Razorbacks tomorrow at 6, pregame 5:30. If LSU wins, they play Monday at 6. If they lose, they play Monday at 1. But let's not get ahead of our... Oh, I do have to say this. It's LSU baseball's 20th appearance at the College World Series, brought to you in part by our great sponsors, Cummins, First American Bank, Jerry Lane Cadillac, Keefe's Heating and Air, and Louisiana Dental Center on WWL and a free Odyssey app. Go Tigers. Now, let's get to Todd Walker, SEC Network baseball analyst, former LSU Major League Baseball player. How you doing, Todd?
Great. How's it going?
I'm okay. Tell me your thoughts heading into the College World Series, LSU, Arkansas, winning the first game, et cetera.
It's amazing that we feel like we figured this sport out, especially in college, with all the NIL and the transfer without penalty. Everybody wants to play in the SEC. So last year, or the ACC, last year we had 4 SEC teams in Omaha, and we had 4 ACC teams in Omaha. Only 2 conferences were represented out of the 31 that play college baseball. So we figured that's the way it was going to go.
Mm-hmm.
Now this year we get 13 SEC schools into the field of 64, and only 2 are here in Omaha. We've got 6 different conferences represented here, plus an independent, which is Oregon State, part of the dissolved Pac-12 for the time being. And so it's amazing, the parity that we have in this country now with college baseball, when we thought we had it all figured out and it was just going to be dominated by the SEC, which it has. I mean, the last 5 national champions have come from the SEC.
If you think NIL is figured out, let me know, please, because I have no earthly idea how that's going to shake out. Let's talk about the importance of LSU winning the opening game against Arkansas and how tough that's going to be.
Jay Johnson took Arizona here 2 times in his 6 years at Arizona. They lost during the regular bracket play and then had to come. Of course, they never won it, so they lost twice. But I think he said they lost their opener or second game. I can't remember. But at LSU, of course, they went through the bracket play in 2023 and got beat. So they had to climb their way through the loser's bracket all the way up when everybody thought they didn't have the pitching to do it. They had Paul Skenes and Ty Floyd was throwing well, but that's about it. And they had guys just step up and pitched out of their minds at the biggest stage of their career, and they win the College World Series. So it's all pitching here in Omaha, but they lost during the regular season. So it's not imperative in the bracket. It's not imperative that you win every game in the bracket, but you better have some strong pitching depth if you get beat. But clearly every team wants to win the two games to get in that winner's bracket, because climbing through the loser's bracket is tough. Now you're playing every day. You're having to use all the arms that you possibly have, and it's just much, much more difficult.
So along those lines, with LSU's pitching and using more arms, how vital is it that LSU wins tonight, I guess, Todd, is what I'm asking.
I would have said the same thing in 23. Like, there's no way they can get beat and win this thing, and they did it. So that's, again, back to what I said earlier, the greatest thing about baseball is it's the most unpredictable sport in America. I mean, it's just, you just can't figure it out. I would say kind of the same thing. So LSU has two of the best arms here in Omaha with Cade Anderson and Anthony Ianson. So good that they can pick and choose who they want to throw against Arkansas on Saturday. Now, remember, Anthony Ianson threw game two against Arkansas in Baton Rouge about a month ago, struck out 11 and went six. And that was the 10-run rule that they beat Arkansas. And the reason I bring that up is because maybe they decide to use Anthony on game one, because game two, if they win and they're looking ahead, UCLA, if they beat Murray State, has five left-handed bats in their lineup. So it feels like a better matchup to have Cade Anderson go against them. And that's the luxury that Jay Johnson has. It's not a one and then the rest of them. It's a 1A and a 1B with those two guys. So I don't know how it shakes out. But the bullpen's a little – I don't know if it's thin, but if they use Cason Evans as a starter, that takes one piece out of the bullpen. Cowan has not been great over the last couple months. He was fantastic earlier in the season. And they've got a couple parts, but I think it would benefit them to win game one and game two for sure.
One of the things you got to love about baseball is managing the roster, right? And looking ahead and planning and strategy and counter strategy. Let's talk about beyond pitching. Jake Brown, Josh Pearson, outfield, they made some changes. How do you see that shaping up?
Yeah, right field has kind of been a revolving door. Josh Pearson has not played a ton lately, although they like his left-handed bat, even against left-handed pitching. But Jake Brown has clearly been more of a dominant presence at the plate, and Jay Johnson's offensive-minded by heart. So he wants nine guys in there that really can do damage and aren't weak outs. You know, that's why he's put Tanner Reeves at third base, you know, messing with Michael Braswell, because Braswell is defensive. But Tanner Reeves is got a bigger bat. So, you know, I don't know how it's going to shake out. He put Derek Curiel in the seventh spot in game one of the Super Regional. And this has been his leadoff hitter all year long. And then Derek Curiel goes 3-for-3 with a grand slam and a walk. So you never really know. I always thought, you know, every spot in the lineup was different. And it was tough for me when I moved around the lineup. But Jay's always it feels over analytical at times. But he is always going to be on top of every inch of this process. And he's going to give his team the best chance to win, which is why he's such a great head coach. And so it's hard to predict what he's going to do.
Let me get inside your head, Todd, as a former player for a second. When it comes to the crowd and LSU fans and helping you as a player in the game, tell me how that works with you mentally when it comes to baseball and getting you, I guess, maybe more excited or combining the excitement with what you have to do and keeping your head. You understand what I'm asking you?
100%, because I lived it.
Yeah.
I mean, I came here in Omaha fired up, because that was the only time we were ever on TV back in, you know, the early 90s. Mm-hmm. And the colors, and you'd seen Omaha when I was in high school, and now I get a chance to play here. Are you kidding me? So then you're anxious, you're excited, you love the fact that you're there, your family's there, your friends are there, everybody's watching on TV. And all the emotions that you cannot use in baseball, it's a lot like golf. You know, you got to keep your heart rate low. And so I walked in the box and I went 0-for-7 before I even got a hit, because I couldn't control myself. I couldn't stay back on the off speed pitches. So I was all out in front of everything because I was so anxious. And the energy that you get from all this, you can't really use. And so that's what's going to get a lot of these guys. And that's a good question, because that's a factor that people don't talk about. Mm-hmm. And that is, a guy can be great all year long, but you come here on this stage and overamped and it works against you. And then all of a sudden, you're not the guy that they needed you to be at this point. So again, another impressive run that LSU had made in 23 because they had guys that you know, downplayed all that, just played under control. And that's actually probably the biggest thing that people have to get over when they get here.
What kind of golf are you, Todd?
Oh, man, I used to play well. I mean, I'm a right-handed golfer, left-handed swinging baseball. Mm-hmm. So, man, I if I get in the bottom of the cup, then I'm giving me three-footers, and then I shoot anywhere from 78 to 82, somewhere in that range.
I can always tell you baseball players with the wristy swing. Thank you, sir. Enjoy the series. We'll talk to you again, all right?
Yeah, thank you, man.
You bet. Todd Walker, SEC baseball analyst, former LSU Major League Baseball player, 856, traffic now, WWO.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.